Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the show where we go more in depth into the articles that are in the observation section on the website. If you have questions, you can send them in to questions@koabd.com, or you can go to the website, koabd.com or catherinecolleen.com, and put in your questions on the community page over there. Let me know how I can help. We're focusing in on helping people accelerate their personal development through the 11 stages, which you can find on the website. Look for, just do a search under Complete Connection, a roadmap for self-development. And you can see the stages there. And that's where we're going to be focusing down on how to accelerate you to a place of peace and the life you want. It's so cliche, but the research has shown that we all, as humans, I don't care where you were born or when you were born, go through the exact same psychological process of evolving. And if you know what that cycle is, you can get through it a lot faster and get from stages that are full of fear or anger to places that are full of joy and peace. And that's what I want to help you do. So along the way, I like to do experiments. I like to learn about all kinds of different methods for how we can accelerate personal development. And so today we're going to talk about an experiment with Samayama and the writings of Yogani. So Samayama is a meditation technique, and it's focused on manifesting specific qualities in your life. Yogani has a really neat series of very small books. So look that up. Y-O-G-A-N-I, Yogani, is basically an anonymous author. And I get that. The author who is certainly a he, I'll explain that in a minute, does not want to be the center of attention. He wants the ideas to be the center of attention. And I think that's awesome. I would like the same thing. But so is this worth a read? And manifesting, we've talked about that before, is how you decide what you want your life to be like and make it happen. And so Samayama is a meditation technique that's focused on manifesting specific qualities or things into your life. And the author suggests, Yogani suggests, that it be done right after a more traditional meditation. And during Samayama, you focus on a series of concepts and you surrender each of these concepts to the infinite divine inside of you. And the author's recommended set of concepts includes love, radiance, unity, health, strength, abundance, wisdom, inner sensuality. That's not a sexual reference. It means sensing what's going on inside you. You know, what are you feeling? What's happening in your body? And inner space, which they mean feeling light like air. And so Yogani suggests a series of practices taken together. So he suggests a more traditional transcendental style meditation with a mantra, and then to kind of quiet the mind and connect with the inner silence, and then the Samayama technique, in which once you've connected with that sort of infinite divine or that infinite silence inside of you, you kind of take each of these things, which are things that most people want, love and abundance and health and strength, and you drop them into, you have a sense of giving over the need for it to that divine source inside of you. And it's a really cool idea, because it's very akin to let go and let God, right? Be still and know that I am God. Every religion has a concept of ask for what you want and then just know that it will be delivered. Right? Ask and you shall receive, or just let the divine handle it. And it's really neat. So my first session in this style showed that I was a little rusty, but I found my way back to the inner silence, and After opening my chakras and focusing on the inner silence of the divine, I tried each samyama concept or sutra, and I chose to feel the concept, feeling love for self, for others, for the world, and then dropping that into the infinite divine, which I think we've talked about a little bit more in the lower abdomen. If you have questions on that, send them in. And then feeling radiance, feeling abundance, and so forth. And feeling each concept in my life as they are, and a wish for each to continue to grow, and then giving all that credit, all that control, all that desire, giving it over to the divine. And it was very interesting because when I thought about abundance, I felt a lot of energy. But when I thought about wisdom, I felt very humbled. And I felt a promise to share and an immense gratitude. And then the last one, the inner sense or lightness of air, it felt like I just couldn't really connect with it. And that was the first session. So I moved on to giving over my purpose to help people find peace. And I gave over any notion of what that should look like. And, you know, I want a life where amazing people and experiences give me the wisdom to help people find peace. And I gave over the details of what that would look like to the divine. And it was an interesting feeling. It was very peaceful and very productive. So I tried another session. And in the second session, the energy was much more present. It was much more energy flowing. And I was able to kind of localize the energy in more detail, which means I was gaining more inner sense. And what was interesting is the concept of wisdom no longer felt humbling, but felt worthy, which was nice because it felt very unworthy the first time. And it was just a really interesting kind of a thing. So manifesting, that is connecting with the energy world to influence your reality, is effective when it's done from the back of the head, but it appears to be much, much more effective if done from giving it over to the infinite divine. And you might say, well, I could have told you that, right? Ask and ye shall receive, let go and let God. This is a really practical guide to actually how to do that. So it was interesting that I felt like each chakra connected with different levels of energy in different ways, kind of like if the energy world was a software program. And so the third eye would kind of be the user interface, but the root chakra and the second and the sacral chakras, the second chakra, are kind of the root kit. I know that's really nerdy, but that's kind of what I was getting from it. And so I also found that movement was useful to me in this style of meditation, that it helped me to move my arms and my hands as I was imagining giving over these concepts. I would physically give them over. So here's the big deal. So far, I think this is a much more refined and effective technique for not just manifesting, but for advancing more quickly through the stages. So if you want to advance your way around the cycle, I would give it a go. I loved the feeling of increased energy flow. But here's the thing. I adjusted some of the concepts so that I could connect with them and what I kind of thought their meanings were. And so I traded out and ended up with love, radiance, oneness, vitality, strength, abundance, wisdom, inner sense, and lightness of air. So I decided to give another third session. And Yogani recommends doing activity, like if you're going to go do a workout, doing it after your meditation. And sometimes that may work for your schedule and sometimes it's not. I think it does work pretty nicely, but I don't think you want to nitpick the details too much. But I'm starting to kind of zero in on a practice routine that suits me and is sustainable. And I think that's the big deal. Finding something that works for you. So I did some more reading through the rest of Yogani's writings. And some of the teachings I don't really yet see evidence for, I'm not able to connect with. But there's a lot of wisdom in the basic concepts throughout the writing. So I do recommend reading Yogani's work. They're all available on Amazon and iBooks and everything like that. They're a very quick read. But here's the stuff that I really took away from it, is these bigger ideas. So don't get too bogged down in the details, but the big ideas. Number one, all of existence is dichotomy in balance, like silence and energy, yin and yang, up and down, so forth. Two, any diet or spiritual practice or physical regime that focuses heavily on one thing is likely to bring problems, or at least not as effective as more balanced options. Basically, there's no silver bullet, right? A diet that's only focused on one food is going to have some major drawbacks, right? An exercise routine that's only focused on one exercise will not be as effective as a more varied or balanced workout. So I see here a basic framework for a practice that could be adapted from Yogani's more specific approach. And it would look kind of something like this, that first, I would do some kind of moving meditation. It might be yoga, tai chi, dance, something like that. Then some kind of focusing on the breath. Focusing on breathing or specific breathing technique, or just sitting there and breathing for a while. And then third, some kind of meditation. And then some kind of manifestation exercises. And then just some rest, just being in the moment, really just chill. Be in the moment. And then going about activity, regular work, and then exercise or learning, whatever you're into. And so I could see that. And so when he talks about a coherent practice that includes exercises and breathing exercises and meditation and all these kinds of things like that, I could see creating a menu for yourself, right? So here's the question for you then. Not everybody's going to connect with Yogani. Only because it can feel a little esoteric. It's very cool if you are into studies that come out of India. If you're into the concept of yoga as a holistic practice, I think you'll enjoy this very much. But even if you're not, I would read it for the bigger idea of creating a practice for yourself. Or just don't read it and make your own practice. Read my summary of it and kind of make a practice. So here's the question. What kind of practice would you like to develop? What are the elements that would go into a daily practice for you, right? Some kind of meditation or prayer. Or just sitting still for a while. Some kind of movement. And its movement is more of a meditative movement, right? Is it yoga? Is it dance? Is it tai chi? Is it just swirling around the living room for a few minutes? And then some amount of time just kind of focused on being in the moment, and some kind of time focused on asking for what you want. I would set up that menu for yourself and come up with kind of a daily practice that covers all of those bases so that you don't get to a point of imbalance in your efforts. And so that is my own thoughts and review on the writings of Yogani. Okay, so now everybody's going to want to know, well, what makes you so sure that Yogani's a man? So amongst Yogani's writings are writings on Tantra. Now, Tantra, the original meaning of Tantra, was just a practice. It may have included sexuality, but was not necessarily sexual. But Western Tantra is entirely sexual. It's sex for the purpose of enlightenment is a very rudimentary way to think about it. But so he has a book on Tantra and he focuses on Western Tantra or the use of sex to increase enlightenment. And in reading the book, it's very, very obviously male centric. And so that's why I say Yogani is a man. But maybe I'm wrong. So Yogani, talk to me, go to the community page or send me an email at questions@koabd.com and, let me know what you think. And this is in stark contrast. If you read writings on tantric sex from Margot Anand, who is a French woman and teacher, and they are wildly different. So anyway, a little bit of fun bit for you. So now you want to go read Yogani, don't you? So that's my thoughts. Thanks for joining us. If you have questions on any of this, please send them in to questions@koabd.com or go to the community page on the website and send in your questions there. Let me know what I can clarify. Let me know your thoughts. If you've been experimenting with something, you want to tell me about it, I would love to hear it. Let me know what I can do to help. Thanks for joining us. As always, I am wishing you complete connection. Purna Asati.